With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks.
Today on The Grave Talks, born an empath. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's metaphysical. The story of Doreen Fisher is a compelling one. It's a journey through a life surrounded by the supernatural, some of it positive, some of it very haunting and negative. Today we hear her story of being wrapped in positive warmth by an energy she couldn't explain, all the way to an energy that nearly drove her off the road, literally. Doreen Fisher's story today on The Grave Talks.
Well, I think I was probably born with it, but my earliest memory of strange things being thrown at me was watching In Search Of episodes with my mom. So she had an interest in it. She didn't talk about it a lot, but she would turn these shows on the weekends and watch them, and of course I'd sit there and watch them with her, and the fascination grew from there. But I think I was probably born with it, because I don't know, when I listened to my father telling me, you know, if I got out of bed at night and the boogeyman would get me, I always had this picture of the boogeyman as a Bigfoot. I mean, I already I already knew Bigfoot when I was that small. So I think I was born with it, definitely.
How interesting. So when you say born with it, are you referring to the interest, the passion, or are you referring to, do you have some abilities, some sensitivities to this?
I am an empath. Yes, I do have sensitivities to energy, and they have grown over time. I'm also clairaudient, which means I have psychic hearing. I hear things like, if I have a question in my mind, an answer will come to me. I'll turn on the radio and the answer will be in the words of a song, or I'll see a sign that will answer my question. Things like that. That's what being clairaudient is. Sometimes I just hear things in my head, but mostly it comes in the form of music or something like that. So, but that's developed over quite a few years, and it's gotten very keen in the last couple of years. So, but yeah, I had a passion for it, but I felt that these things were real. I mean, it was real to me because I could feel, I had a sense that these things were real. So it was just always there, and it's really hard to explain in detail, but I've just always had a sense of all of these things. And I've had little experiences from the time I was very small. Just I was a weird kid, so I was by myself a lot. I didn't have a lot of friends, so I was out wandering around in the woods and things like that, and had strange little experiences, like feeling like something was watching me in the woods. And I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would hear voices telling me things or calling my name. Trying to think of some of the other things, but just small, weird things that have happened to me ever since I can remember, actually. So
would you say some of the earliest memories for you would be things like that, like being out in the woods, kind of feeling watched, hearing the voices in the middle of the night calling your name?
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Sure.
How much time do you have?
Well, we got an hour. So if there's other, you know, really interesting things here, what's really interesting about having these conversations is there's so many people that are listening that have had experiences similarly, but they've never been able to talk about them. So sometimes some of those moments where you feel like, well, you know, this isn't important. It can be. And you end up really reaching and hitting someone that needs to hear, you know, they're not alone. So, yeah, any parts of your story you want to share, the more, the better.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, before this one event happened, there were a lot of smaller things, but I'm going to go to my first major event of what I would call a haunting in a house that I lived in. Mm-hmm. After years of weird little things happening to me, I was pretty well primed for this whole event. When I moved out of my parents' house, I moved in with a friend, and it was a big, old, creepy looking Victorian house. It was just a really, really big old house, and it had a lot of strange energy in it anyway when I moved in. But this friend was not there very often. She was out traveling a lot of the time, so I was there by myself with my dog. And it was kind of quiet in that house a lot of the time. I don't really watch a lot of TV, so I would be sitting reading. There was a big room between the dining room and the living room that was, I call the reading room, because it had bookshelves and I put all of my books there. I'm a crazy reader, so all of my books were in that room, and I had a big couch in there, and I would sit in there and read quite a bit. And anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. There were some noises in that house that I couldn't identify, and I would be upstairs. This is a huge house. I mean, it's hard to describe. Big house, big ceilings, lots of rooms, lots of ornate woodwork and all the stuff. It was quite a house. But anyway, I would be sleeping upstairs, and the first thing I remember was hearing the floor creaking in the hallway outside of my bedroom. And I knew that the only thing that would make that floor creak was something walking down the hallway. I made that floor creak myself when I was walking down the hallway. So, and of course, there was no one else in the house except the dog. And the dog was always with me. So I would hear this going up and down the hallway in the middle of the night. And strangely, you know, the way I had lived and felt about things for all those years, I wasn't really afraid of it, but I would just listen to it and wonder about it. And the dog would sometimes go to the bedroom doorway that was open, and she would just kind of look out, and she kind of tilt her head like she heard it too, but you know, she didn't do anything else other than that. Well, this kept going on for quite a while, and I would hear noises in some of the other rooms, kind of just banging noises, nothing really loud or scary or anything like that, but I would just hear it all the time. And I was curious about it. I figured, you know, there was something living there with me. There was some kind of ghost, I guess. And I just kind of kept listening for it and everything. Well, back to the reading room where I was sitting on the couch reading my books. One day I just happened to look up and I had a big Merriam-Webster collegiate dictionary, a big giant dictionary that was one up on one of the higher shelves. Mm-hmm. A very heavy book, as you know. And I just happened to look up and it just flew off the shelf. It was almost like somebody had taken their finger and just flipped it off the shelf. And it landed on the floor.
Not exactly an easy object to go and do that on its own.
It's not something that fell off.
No.
It was something that was knocked off of there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, somebody wants me to know they're here.
Sure.
So after that happened, I still wasn't afraid. That was the thing. It did not scare me. I'm empathic, and the energy was not, it wasn't any negative type of energy. Mm-hmm. But anyway, later on, I noticed that the dog would run to the stairway. There was a big stairway in the front hallway, you know, the classic stairway in the old houses.
Sure.
And anyway, it was a big stairway. Anyway, the dog would keep running to the bottom of the steps. She would leave the living room where I was, and she'd run to the bottom of the stairway, and she'd look up, and she'd bark. But she didn't want to go up there. I kept telling her, well, go up there and see what it is. But she would not go up there. This happened, I don't know, numerous times. This has been so many years ago, it's hard to remember details. But anyway, I don't know how many times this happened. But anyway, I think it was later on I had gone into the kitchen one day, and I was doing some work in the kitchen, and I came back into the living room. I was running back and forth. I can't remember what I was doing, but anyway, the big hallway was right next to the living room where the stairway was, and there was we had a big piano there. It was like one of those big stand-up pianos. I don't know what you call them, but anyway, there was we had family pictures on top of that piano. And I came out. Now, keep in mind, I was by myself in the house when all this stuff happened. Anyway, I came out. I was in the living room. I was staring at the hallway, and there were two pictures that were laying face down on the floor. Now, what you have to understand about this is I had those pictures staggered, and the pictures that were laying on the floor had been behind other pictures. But those pictures were not knocked off like they would have been if something would have just knocked them down.
So is a physical impossibility there for what occurred.
Right. Something had picked up the pictures and laid them face down on the floor.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.